Blog Talk Radio.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Me. He's been good to me.
Father God, thank you for smiling on us, God. Thank you for being good to us, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for just being our God, our Lord, our Savior, our keeper, our provider, oh God, our beginning and our end, God, in whom we trust, oh God, in whom we have our being, we have our way, Lord. Without you, we can do nothing, but Jesus, through you, all things are possible. Father God, we come this evening saying thank you for just another opportunity to hear your word, oh God, to come together in fellowship, to bring it, oh God, in your name, so that you get glory, honor, and praise. Father God, we thank you for all that are on the line tonight, either phone or computer, oh God. Father God, I ask that you meet every need that's represented on the line tonight, oh God, and may we all grow from what we learn, oh God. We thank you for the speaker of the hour, oh God. Continue to bless and keep her, oh God, and wrap yourself up in her even as she prepares to speak. And Lord, we thank you for Victoria. Father God, we are looking, oh God, for what you're getting ready to do through Victorious Radio and Communications, for great things are coming. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing tonight. We give you all glory, honor, and praise. We dedicate this power hour to you. So, for Father God, you are the ultimate power. Father God, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I tell y'all this one, praying sister, Minister Maria Wright, beautiful woman of God. God is so faithful, and I appreciate just hearing that good word this evening. I don't know about y'all, but guess what? It's Monday, Motivational Mondays. Yes, it is, and I'm so glad that you are here with us right now as we present to you Motivational Mondays, the Power Hour. As friends, followers, and supporters of the ministry and the radio station, I would like to extend a personal thank you for taking your time to join us in our mission to establish God's kingdom here on earth and to speak the true, unadulterated word of God. We look forward to bringing forth a host of guests and ministry leaders to create an enlightened pathway to God's purpose. We are prayerful that the message delivered through this Christian Talk and Teach broadcast will help others to walk out the Word of God through ministries and lives, on jobs, within families, and certainly amongst our community leaders. We welcome the opportunity to pray for others and to establish a line for prayer throughout the world. We pray to strengthen the body of Christ with equipment, armor, and understanding while building faith, hope, and abundance in the lives of our brothers and sisters. Also, please stay tuned to the very end of this segment because the Bible verse breakdown is conducted, which is a detailed explanation on the meaning of God's word as we seek to apply it on daily terms. This is conducted later on in the show. So with the preliminaries out of the way, let's get right to it and be about our Father's business in the name of Jesus Christ. If you would like to listen by computer, please feel free to join our chat room by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communications. And, of course, you may contact us by phone. Our Blog Talk call-in discussion number is and will always be 347-855-8877. Forum rules. We have to have them to keep decency in order, which is to respect all at all times. No badgering, as the assembly is created to be safe and nurturing. In the end, we simply agree to disagree. Please, absolutely no profanity, as we choose to keep this forum right here, clean in His presence. And, of course, prayer requests are always welcome. Now, if you have a question or comment and you are over the phone, please press the number 1. I will see your hand raised, and when appropriate, we will acknowledge you and permit your entrance into the forum. So, tonight, you just heard Minister Wright. Let's give it up for her, Evangelist O'Brien, and guest speaker returning tonight, Tracy Alston.
Good. How are you?
Evening. How are you?
Hey,
it's Monday.
Here we go. That's right. That's what I'm feeling. I had a beautiful weekend that ended. I feel like I've been under spiritual attack since Saturday, and I'm just happy to be here right now on Monday, so I can handle my business. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Thank God for Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to set it off. Let's get started.
Motivation on Monday.
Amen. Okay. We have Tracy Alston coming back to finish the part 2 of what was spiritual warfare of last week's message. So, Tracy, you can begin.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, everyone. Once again, I'd like to thank Masters Maria and LaShawn and Sister Victoria just for having me here on the line tonight. Of course, I always want to thank the Lord for giving me an opportunity to bring forth the word. So let us go forth in prayer. Father God, we thank you. We ask you, O God, to forgive us of any unrighteousness, O God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercies. Lord, we bless you, for you are always a sweet-smelling fragrance to our nostrils, O God. You have said, taste and see that you are good. So tonight, O God, we ask you to come forth on this line. Holy Spirit, reveal your truth. Hide me behind the cross, O God. Let me empty myself of myself, O God. We pray your word comes forth intact. We pray, O God, that it ministers to the hearts and minds of those on the line on tonight. We bind Satan's ears and all of his messengers that they are not privy to our conversations or our actions, and they are rendered powerless by the blood of your Son, Christ Jesus. So we seal this prayer with your very nature. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as Evangelist LaShawn said earlier, we're just going to end, we're going to just finish up with part two. I think I have about 20 more minutes of message, and I hope you all had an opportunity to apply some of the principles we learned on last week. So if we start off where we left off on last week, we'll just recap briefly for those of you who would and for those of you who would like to get the message in its entirety, I believe Victoria has a Facebook link that contains part one. I'm not sure about part, and hopefully part two. So just let us define what spiritual warfare is again, since that's the topic of discussion. So from a Christian perspective, spiritual warfare is the supernatural war of good versus evil. It's an invisible battle between God and Satan. And as we know in Ephesians 2:2, it says that Satan is the prince of the air. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who have refused to obey God. And the second battle is the one against our flesh. So as a follower of Christ, we are called to operate by our spirit man, who should be under the direction of Holy Spirit. But oftentimes, our resistant flesh is a contender to our spirit. So that's why it's important, as Paul says, to keep our flesh in subjection. So to engage in spiritual warfare, to recap, we first must acknowledge there is a spiritual war. The second thing, ask ourselves, are we willing to fight for our inheritance, the blessings and the promises that there's our name are we willing to fight through the spiritual weaponry our Heavenly Father has placed at our fingertips? So then once we acknowledge there is a war, we decide we are willing to fight, we must, as Daniel did in Daniel chapter 1, purpose in our heart that we will make up our minds and hearts to not give up in the face of challenges or as we encounter stumbling blocks, you know, along the way. So we learned that the first round of ammunition is prayer, for God says the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. The second band of artillery is pleading the blood of Jesus. Pleading the blood of Jesus is yet another one of our most powerful weapons. In Romans, it says, much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. The third spiritual weapon we have is calling on the name of Jesus in our situations. Philippians 2:10-11 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. I want to break just for a moment and give you an example of the type of soldier God is looking for. If we look at 1 Chronicles chapter 12, we're going to get a glimpse of David's great warriors. His army was an army of 30 captains, all high-ranking, and they were known for their great reputation of victory because they each had a desire to see God's will be done. So just looking at them, they were armed with bows, they hurled stones, they shot arrows, and they could use their left hand and their right hand. So today, using both the left and right hand, that term is called ambidextrous. I probably didn't pronounce that right. But generally, if you are skilled in both right hand, if you are right-handed, your left hand is the weaker and vice versa. But with these mighty warriors, they were skilled in both. So looking at verse 12 and 8, they were also fit for battle. When you're skilled, in both hands, that means that your left hand, if you're right-handed, your left hand is typically weaker. But when you're fighting for the Lord, he will make those weak places strong. looking at 12:8, they were fit for battle and could handle the shield and the buckler. Their faces were like the face of a lion. These soldiers were fit. So in the natural, we have to remember that our temple is the property of Holy Spirit. So we are to be mindful that we are body, soul, and spirit. One feeds off the other, but we know we are ultimately led by our spirit man. God wants us to continue to put our flesh in subjective. We need to ask ourselves, are we physically fit? Are we eating the right things? Are we getting the proper rest and exercise? Are we in our best physical shape? This will have an effect on our prayer life. Their faces were like lions, it says. These soldiers were mentally tough, and they were determined and dedicated to serving David and to serving the Lord. They were not easily threatened. The face of the lion also represents this face of courage. You know, they didn't wince at the evil report. They weren't dismayed or persuaded by man's opinion. So this warrior that God is looking for does not let the surroundings dictate his behaviors, his or her behaviors. However, he allows the Spirit of God to dictate its surroundings. Our next life-threatening round of ammo to the enemy is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We continually use the Word of God in warfare prayer. When we do this, we win. We need to write the scriptures down because the Word says the Word is sharper than any two-edged sword. When we declare His Word out loud, it renders the enemy powerless and builds up our faith all in the same breath. Because the Bible declares faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. So it is important to get in a place to hear from Holy Spirit. And as He tells us things we don't know, we can get a clarity from Holy Spirit. We can then get really specific in applying the scriptures over our situations. You know, sometimes I see strife and contention in certain areas in the body of Christ, at work, wherever the place may be. And Holy Spirit will reveal specific spirits for us to identify, you know, and we can bring those down in the name of Jesus, applying those scriptures for that specific topic over those situations. It is then that we don't misfire. We're aiming strategically. The enemy wants us to, he wants to blind us to the truth and walk and let us walk and think in error. So let's appropriate properly the spiritual ammunition given, and then we are most effective, yielding victorious results. The next round of ammo is our worship and our praise, which detonates and disrupts the enemy's plans. On this particular day, recently, my heart was just so heavy, and I began to sing because the Word says, put on the garment of praise. We have to actually do this. We have to muster up some type of energy to even hum or sing, and I began to just sing, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down, I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burdens down. That's an old hymn that my grandmother used to sing, and I sing that song all day and all night. And I cannot tell you, when I woke up the next morning, my situation in the natural was still the same, but there was a joy in my heart. There was a contentment. I was so refreshed. And it was a newfound vigor. He says, again, put on the garment of praise. Sing praises when the enemy wants us to mourn. God says, we shall sing on the mountaintops when others are crying, for this is our blessed assurance. It is in our song to the Lord we are telling Him, God, we trust You. We believe in You. We believe not in what it looks like, what it sounds like, but I still firmly believe in You. In 2 Chronicles 20, Judah was being attacked by a combined army from several enemy nations. And this situation was pretty desperate. But it was when they began to sing and praise that the Lord set ambush against their enemies and they were smitten. Our next round of ammo is, I mentioned the first one on last week, which is prayer. But this one is our prayer and fasting, because this is yet another powerful but little used weapon in our arsenal. It has been called the most potent power. And I can tell you personally, after a 3-day Esther fast, you know, God began to make deposits on me, giving me revelation. And after that third day, he told me as clear as day why I was going through, what I was going through, and he showed me what steps to take thereafter. He said he will reveal to us those things that we don't know. He is the wonderful counsel. So we need clarity and sound wisdom, especially in the day of adversity. And when we speak, when God was speaking, I was listening. And God will see us denying ourselves to draw closer to him. And he will honor you for that. And our fasting enhances our prayers. And some things do not go about unless we fast. Isaiah 58:6 says that the kind of fasting that God is looking for is will loose the bands of wickedness. The chains will fall off. And I encourage you all to read Isaiah 58. Looking at Daniel 10, know that there are some prayers being held up, as in Daniel 10. And it reads that they were only loosed by Daniel's prayers and fasting. Daniel 10:12 says, "Don't be afraid, Daniel," when the archangel spoke to him. "Since the first day you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before God, your request has been heard in heaven. I have come to answer your prayer." Our prayer, our fasting, our obedience to the Holy Spirit allows for the anointing to flow freely, the anointing that breaks the strongholds and every yoke of bondage. And we can't continue to interrupt the Holy Spirit or grieve him by doing what we want to do. Let him have his way in us. We need a fresh oil, a fresh new wind, a fresh measure of you, Holy Spirit. Fill us up that we may pour out to the kingdom of God, that we may win souls, win battles, win wars, win what was lost and shattered, and annihilate the blueprints of the enemy. Let there be a spirit of restitution amongst us. So all that was lost will be restored, because through our prayers and through our fasting, through our seeking God's face, angels are moving on our behalf. The last round of ammunition is love. And the one who loves the Lord with all of his heart, who delights in him, who desires to please and honor him and hold Christ on the very throne of our heart, to love God, to obey, to run after him, to search the scriptures as if you are looking for a hidden treasure, to do whatever it takes to fulfill the call he has on your life. That alone is power in its own right, because we have chosen to do his will over ours. Love him with all your heart, your mind, your soul, strength, and obedience. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Put him to the test. So this entire message has been centered around the whole armor of God, Ephesians 6:12, which reads, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers, authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. But we now know that we appropriate the artillery discussed on tonight, our prayers, our worship, calling on the name of Jesus, our fasting, obedience, setting aside our old nature, putting on the newness. Then we are outfitted to battle, and then we can fulfill the second part of Ephesians 6, which reads, Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, put on every piece of armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness, the shoes of peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these things, hold up the shield of faith to stop those fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for believers everywhere. You were born to battle. That's what 1 John 4:4 says. Yield these weapons and don't let anyone rob you of your inheritance. Satan isn't afraid of you, but he is afraid of the God in you. And before I close, I want to note that this message is not for our focus to be on the enemy and just always, the devil did this and the enemy is doing this. That's not the theme here. We don't want to harp on Satan and all of his activity. However, our Heavenly Father has sent his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, to us so that we may live a life of abundance. A life of overflow of good tidings. We are to have a wholesome life of unspeakable joy, peace and love, and walk victoriously in the earth realm. We are to enjoy the journey, yet we are not to be ignorant of Satan's devices, knowing that there is a raging war going on, and we are to be equipped for battle and engaged accordingly and effectively in the name of Christ Jesus. When we appropriate the artillery, above all, we are laying a foundation of righteousness, of holiness, and above all, a foundation that has been built on the principles of Christ. So come hell or high water, we will not be shaken, and the gates of hell will not prevail against us. We decree these things in Jesus' name. And the last thing I want to leave you with, which is a really beautiful scripture I found on tonight, and it's regardless of where you are, if you read Psalm 139:30, God is saying, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, this is David speaking. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, thy right hand shall be with me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. So what God is saying, regardless of where you are, take a hold of him. Take a hold of the things that he has given you, and he will not forsake you. Again, we decree all of these things in the name of Jesus. I wish you all Godspeed. And if you have any questions regarding the message, feel free to contact the Sisters with Purpose Ministry. I'm sure they'll leave their email address at the end of our phone call tonight. Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. What a word.
Amen.
What a powerful word. Thank you so much. Jesus. Praise
you. You know, Chase, you said some really meaty things in your message, and I think, you know, you really touched on something really great when you were talking about joy. You know, when you were talking about entering into putting on that spirit, that clothing yourself in praise, the garment of praise, and how it releases your joy. And when we release our joy, when we get out of that woe is me and we put on that garment of praise, or we allow ourselves to be saturated in the presence of the Lord, like you said, our situation might be the same, but God will speak to us and give us a different way to respond to that situation or yes. give us insight that we didn't see before because we were so busy mired down in the woe is me that we couldn't hear him giving us the direction on what to do to get out of that situation.
Exactly. Yes. He will do it. He will
yes, he will.
It.
Yes, he will.
Yeah. I just want to touch on the armor, the belt of truth. Wearing the belt of truth involves realizing the truth of God's knowledge, the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness have already been given to us. The shoes of peace. A Roman soldier's shoes were called caligae, sandals studded heavily with nails. The nails and the hobnails were firmly placed directly through the sole of the shoes. So we have the shoes of peace, the shield of faith. Faith
mm-hmm.
is always involved your walk, not just your talk. Faith is critical to achieve victory in your spiritual warfare. Have faith. Did I say it all? The helmet of salvation. With the helmet of salvation, Paul has once again used a physical example to illustrate the spiritual truth. He demonstrated that just as the brain is the control center for the rest of the body, the mind is the control center for the will and emotion. The mind must be protected with the helmet that able to absorb the shock of being hit by the enemy and even knocked to the ground in the spiritual realm. Amen. And
amen.
The spirit. The piece of armor stands out from all of the others. It's unique because it's the only offensive weapon in the arsenal. Everything else is designed to hold us steady for what the enemy is seeking to bring against us in the evil day. But after God outfits you for battle in order to stand firm, he gives you any additional weapon with which you can attack in advance. So you already have the weapons. They already been given to you. You just have to exercise what you have.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
What a mighty word. Minister Wright, you want to go ahead and share the announcement.
Yeah.
Ladies, before you start, I just wanted to let you know you just got a hand up. Do you want to take the hand or do you want to give the announcements first?
We can take the hand and then I can do the announcement. I don't
okay.
want them to lose their train of thought.
Hi, 2177. How are you? 2177, welcome to Motivational Mondays.
Hi, I just wanted to say that, just to compliment the speaker on how powerful that word is, but the last few comments were about the weapons that God gives us, and I was just listening to what was being said, and it's almost like I went to the gym today. I'm just using this as an example. And there was somebody there who had to instruct everybody on how to use the equipment. And it's funny, it's equipment that I know I have been using, but I was using it wrong. So as I was listening, it was the same thing with what was being said about the tools that God has given us. Sometimes you need to be reminded of what these tools are and how powerful they are, and how to use them correctly and use them at the right time. So I just want to say it was just a blessing to really hear that. Powerful word.
Thank you, and bless the Lord. I'm just so glad it made
Amen.
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 What a mighty God we serve, lady. We serve a mighty, mighty God.
Yes. I always work it and work the word, and it will work for you.
Yes, exactly. And walk it out.
Yes.
God has given us everything that we need. It's nothing that we don't already have. We just need to work, like you say, work the word and work the equipment that he has given us. He has given us full power and authority in his name. We have rights. We don't have to be defeated. We don't have to be oppressed. We don't have to be saddened and no joy in our life. As children of God, we supposed to have every 8,000 promises that's in his word. Now it's time to step up and walk in it.
Yeah. Amen. Exactly. Amen. And the same way that the enemy has his agents going out, God has assigned everyone here, angels, to go forth and work on our behalf. And we need to put them to work. And that's what the Bible says.
There's so many angels. There's so many, like 10 to 20,000 angels that's assigned to you. And they sitting there with their arms folded waiting for you to give assignment because you're not using the word. You're using your feelings or your situation or your circumstances or your own idea or what your choices instead of using his word. So they can't do anything if their hands are tied, because if you don't use his word, they not moving.
If you are feeling where you're not strong enough, or you need, go to someone that you know is godly, that knows the word, and ask them to pray with you, stand in agreement with you for deliverance through this thing or healing through this thing, because when two or more gathered in his name, he's there in the midst. God is right there. And if you think that 1,000 could put, one person could have 1,000 angels that can go out, just imagine when two get together.
Yeah.
Just the number, the magnitude of angels that can go out on behalf of that one situation, because two people have gotten together, and the more people you get together, the more angels that are dispatched. So there is no reason why we entertain the things that we do when we have an advocate fighting for us. We just got to put them to work.
Amen.
Call them on the word.
And one thing with that, let us be clear too. You definitely need to be saved. You have to be saved to be able to use this authority in these weapons. You have to know Jesus for yourself. You have to have a relationship with Jesus for yourself. You can't depend on your mama's relationship or your friend's relationship, or tag along with somebody you know that know the Lord and have them to continue to pray for you. You got to know them for yourself. So now it's time for you, because you have been summoned. It's time for you to come into relationship with the Lord for yourself and walk into salvation. The call has been given.
And so I just wanted to just reference Psalms 91:11. He says, "For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways." And you can start with Psalm 91. That is a prayer of protection. It's a prayer a safe harbor for, you know, all of those who are seeking refuge in the Lord.
Yes. Psalms 91 will do it every time. And before we end this call tonight, what I'm being led to, I have different Bibles, and one of them is a spiritual warfare Bible that's another minister, several ministers actually had introduced me to. And it's a very powerful Bible. And there's a particular spiritual warfare prayer that's called the Commander of the Morning. And for some of our people on the call, somewhere is morning for them. But before we end this call, I would like to just pray, read this prayer for all, for us to soak it and digest it. Now, granted, you may not remember word for word, but there may be something in this prayer that I'm hearing that you will hold on to that's going to get you through what you're going through right now for somebody on the line. Amen.
Amen.
So let me do the announcements first, and then we can do the prayer, and then we can go from there. But with the announcements, I'm excited. Are y'all excited? Because SWP is going on the road. Anybody
yes.
with me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. We got to bring this thing. Are we excited or what?
I am. I'm there.
Yes, we are.
Thanks, Victoria. SWP is on the road. We are going to see the play Samson, and I tell you the truth, I'm excited because we haven't done a road trip, I think, in a couple years, and that's because we were waiting for something new to come out, and here it is, Samson. And it's at Sight and Sound Theater in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Now, we are sold out. However, this announcement is for those that are going on the trip. It is March 26th. We need you to be at the Oxon Hill Park and Ride at 7:30 a.m. sharp because the bus will be pulling out at 8. Not 8:01, 8:02, but 8 on the nose. So we need you at the Oxon Hill Park and Ride at 7:30 a.m. sharp so we can get on the road, amen. So we are so excited about that. And, yes, I am going to say it every Motivational Monday till we get there, so that we can make sure that everyone is there and no one is standing watching the bus wave goodbye. Amen? In addition to that, we are also excited because the Weekend of Serenity is set towards the end of the year, October 28th.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm all excited all by myself. I am so excited about the Weekend of Serenity, amen, because we have such a wonderful time. God just does great and wonderful things. And I had to say, if you got to shout all by yourself or praise God all by yourself, you'll do it. Well, I'm going to do it because today it is just an awesome time in the Lord, and we're so excited. We're at the Sandy Cove Conference Center located in Northeast Maryland. We are taking deposits, amen, and I'm telling you, seating fills up quick. So if you're planning on going, please contact us at sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net so you can put your deposit down and block your spot. Again, that's sisterswithpurpose@comcast.net. Please let us know as soon as possible if you are planning on attending this year's Weekend of Serenity. Now, we are in year 9, amen. We are in year 9, so I'm just here to tell you, next year, you think I'm excited about year 9. The day we come back from the weekend, you're going to hear me about fall out of my seat for year 10, amen, because we have something mighty wonderful in store. But we got something in store for 9, too. We have great facilitators, amen, and the thing about the weekend is you can come as you are, amen. All we ask, you take a bath and brush your teeth and all that good stuff, but whether you put on makeup or whatever is up to you, amen. So we are just really excited, ladies, so get your seat, get your space, amen, and your price does include your accommodations, your meals, and your conference materials, amen?
Amen. Maria, could you repeat the price again?
I haven't said the price, but if the price is based on the number of people in the room, so it averages about $225 a person, but that also depends on the number of people in your room. So that's why, you know, we ask that you contact them. We don't put more than three people in a room, amen. Even though the rooms can hold about five or six, we try to give people space to be able to roam around, you know, so they're not cramped in. And you can have time to have your worship experience, amen. And, again, that includes your accommodations and your food. And the food is buffet. It's all you can eat. So you can go back up there a second or third time if you like. And the food is very good. And it's on the water, on the bay. So we are excited about that. Yes, it is just amazing. It's amazing. I tell you, as they say, you know, it ain't a word, but it gets gooder and gooder, you know. It gets better and better every year, and I just get so excited. Last year was just off the hook, and so I can only imagine. I can't even imagine what God's going to do this year.
You can't imagine. Just know that he is there and waiting for us when we get there.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Plan to be there. Plan to be in that number because you will not regret it.
No, you will not. You will not. You will not. Okay, so I'm going to go into the commander of the morning prayer. And, again, like I said, I really believe this is going to bless somebody, amen. And then we can, you know, discuss it and go from there. But it says, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I rise early to declare your lordship. I get under the covenant, the covering and anointing of the early riser. I come in agreement with the heavens to declare your glory. Oh God, let my prayers meet you this morning. I command the morning to open its ears to me and hear my cry. Let conception take place, that prayer will reign and the be dispatched upon the earth to do your will. I command the earth to get in place to receive heavenly instructions on my behalf. My hands are subdued, my lands are subdued. I command all the elements of creation to take heed and obey. As my praise resounds and the day breaks, the earth shall yield her increase unto me. I declare that the first light has come. I am strategically lined up with the ladder that touches the third heaven and sits on the earth. The angels are descending and ascending according to the words I speak. Whatever I bind or loose on earth is already bound or loose in heaven. Revelation, healing, deliverance, salvation, peace, joy, relationships, finances, and resources that have been demonically blocked are being loosed unto me now. What is being released unto me is transferring to every person I associate myself with. I am contagiously blessed. As I command the morning and capture the day, time is being redeemed. The people of God have taken authority over the fourth watch of the day. The spiritual airways and highways are being hijacked for Jesus. The aperture, the airways over my family, my church, my community, my city, my state, my nation, the world, and me is producing a new climate. This new climate is constructing a godly stronghold in times of trouble.
Hallelujah.
I come into agreement with the saints as I have suffered violence. I take by force. No longer will I accept anything that is dealt unto me in my days. I declare that the kingdom has come and the will of God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As the sun rises today, let it shine favorably upon the people and the purposes of God. Destiny is my portion daily because I have no thought for tomorrow. I am riding on the wings of the morning into a new day of victory. God, you separated the night and day to declare my days, years, and seasons. I am the light of the earth, and I have been separated from darkness. This light declares my destiny. Amen. Isn't that a powerful prayer? Amen.
Yeah.
Send it to me.
Amen.
Amen.
I will type it up so and that Sean can post it and we can get it out there. But it is called the Commander of the Morning. Amen. And it is just a blessing. And I, like I said, there are things that we can nuggets in here that we can just saturate on and just, you know, just really taste it and just let it dissolve within our spirit so that we can know that, you know, God is for us. I mean, you guys have been just saying it all night, praise God, that you know, there is no reason for us to be bound and down and depressed and defeated and walking in doom and gloom and all of that, because God has already given us instructions on how to command our day and utilize the authority that he's given us to be a success, to be able to achieve, to be able to hold the joy inside. You know what? Let me shut up. But y'all understand what I'm saying. I'm going to calm down. Woo. Praise God.
Go ahead. Continue on.
Ooh, cause I'm about to fly. When I'm about to take wing. I'm trying to put this string around me now so I can hold, be grounded. But, you know, God has just given us, you know, everything that we need for success. I mean, he really has. And we allow our situations and things to get the better of us. And we're human. I mean, it's going to happen. Just keeping it real. You're going to be knocked upside your head. And, you know, I know sometimes we minister and I get off the phone and it don't even be 2 seconds and here comes something. But God, you know, it's like, you know what, God, you deal with that because I can't, you know, because I know it will take me out of what the place of his presence that he had me in. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to lose that. I just want to be in his presence all the time. And we was talking about what we call it last night, the beauty of holiness. We were talking about that last night, and just being in the beauty of holiness, just being in his presence, and that thing is just really sitting with me. And I'm telling you, I don't know about who's on this line, but I don't want nothing to take away, to keep me from being in the beauty of holiness, being in God's presence, even in the midst of my storm, because I know if I just put on that garment of praise, just keep praising him. Whew. It's going to be all right. It might not look so lovely, but just because it looked bad don't mean it is bad.
Exactly.
It's a deception.
Right.
It's deception. But and let me add this, and I'm going to be quiet. I ain't got up there yet. I'm trying to hold on. So we'll tear this phone line up. But anyway, just know this. If you in the Word and you saved, let's just say that you're saved, and you're trying to walk in the Word, and you're still getting hit and bumped or whatever it may be, just know that you're hidden in Christ. You're hidden in him. He has you covered.
Mm-hmm.
Like Psalms 91 say you dwell in that secret place. It's a secret place of the Most High God. You have to believe it and speak it for yourself. You can't just read that word and say, oh, I got it. You have to speak it for yourself and know it and believe it, because as soon as you, if you don't, he'll snatch it right out your thought. So
yes,
you dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. That word, the Bible, I know a lot of people say, well, it's over my head. I can't understand it. I just, when I read it, I fall asleep. You hear a lot of different things. But just know, hold on to something in that word to keep you grounded.
And you know what
ask the Lord to help you grow and mature, and the Holy Spirit to blow on that word where it would start coming to you like a revelation, because that word is life. It's life in that word. It's life in the blood of Jesus. It's life. It's life. It's life.
Yes,
I can't say it enough. It's life in that word. You won't be defeated. You won't be oppressed. You might get knocked around, but you will not stay down.
And you know, I right now declare and decree, God, if there's somebody on the line that don't understand the word, God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you send somebody in their life to show them a version, amen, that will work for them, that will help them get an understanding, amen, until they can grow and learn, you know, the King James Bible. Some of us grew up on the King James, like we have a choice but to learn King James, and it was later in life. And then, God, I bind up the spirit of sleepiness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And every time you find yourself getting sleepy, you say, you know what, W, I'm going to keep on reading anyway. Just press yourself to keep on reading, because the sleepiness is nothing but a distraction. It's a trick of the enemy, because he don't want you to read the word. But, okay, if you fall asleep, don't beat yourself up. When you get up and get some energy, just go back to it, amen, and read it again. And just keep coming back to it until you start hammering it upside his head because you have been reading the word. And then know this, that when you go through things, if you getting slammed on every side, I think the thing that keeps me going is, God, I'm doing something right. When I'm getting slammed, I know I'm doing something right because the enemy is just pissed off. But I just want to pray and tap dance on his head, because that's what he want me to do. He want me to go into that woe with me. And I refuse to, you know, even when I get hurt, folk hurt me. I refuse to just cater to that. And it's just like, you know what? I'm going to do something. God, show me, give me something to do that's going to cheer me up, that's going to put me back on level ground so I can get back into that place of where you would have me to be. God, what is it I need to do? God, my day to day, oh God, show me, restore me, heal me. Do I need to go by myself? Do I need to crawl off and hide? Whatever the case may be, so I can hear from you, oh Lord, and get out of that place of doom that the enemy is trying to place me in. Stay in the secret place.
Yes, yes. And as Minister Maria and LaShawn said earlier, pray and ask God to give you a Bible that you can understand. There is no point in reading the Bible unless you understand the scriptures. Before you read, pray and ask God for wisdom, for understanding, and for revelation. And there are many different translations. I don't condone a lot of them, but the New Living Translation Bible is, I use that sometimes. Also, mm-hmm. the Life Application Study Bible is an excellent Bible, because at the bottom of each page, it explains to you what the scripture means. So you can start with that. And again, just pray for understanding, because the word says that is the wellspring of life. You need the understanding, because without that, you won't be able to apply what you have read.
Amen. That is so true. That is so true.
Amen. Ladies, come to the end of the call. Oh, it's been such a blessing. We're going to close out. Is there anything else y'all want to make a comment on before we close out?
Just, you know, hey, keep praising. Keep praising. Keep standing. Keep believing. Keep trusting. Just keep calling on the name of Jesus. When you don't have nothing else to say, just say Jesus. And if you got to say it over and over and sound like you're crazy, that's okay. You're crazy in Jesus. Just keep calling his name.
Yeah, if you know one line to a song, to a hymn, sing that the whole day.
That's it. Say it over and over.
Chains will be broken in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Well, this song was on my heart today, and I'm just close out with this prayer and song. I'm not going to sing. Don't think I'm going to sing, because I'm not. Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence. Fill us with your glory.
Yeah.
Live inside of me.
Thank you.
You are the living water, never drying fountain. And counselor, take complete control.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen. Good night.
Yeah, good night. God bless
you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Peace.